Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 132, 7 cool and unusual tips to improve your running.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, rolf, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, as a runner, there is no shortage of advice out there. You'll find volumes on what shoes to buy, the right way to run, where you should run, what you should eat, and more. So rather than add to that advice, I thought I'd share some of the more cool and unusual running tips I found to be helpful to me over the years. So here are 7 of my favorite unusual running tips.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
The first one is called tie the heel lock. And this has to do with how you lace up your shoes. Now, if you get blisters on your heels when you run or you have your toes jam into the front of your shoes, you're going to be very interested in something called the heel lock. It's a simple method for tying your running shoes that keeps your foot in the right position inside your shoe. So take a look at your running shoes, and chances are you'll see that there's an extra eyelet or hole up near the top where your laces are. It's an underutilized addition to your running shoe that's provided so that you can make a loop and lock your heel in place. Here's how it works. Take your left shoelace and insert it in the eyelet so that a loop appears on the left side of your shoe. Now do the same thing on the right side. Take the left lace, put it through the right loop. Take the right lace, put it through the left loop, and pull the laces down to lock your heel in place. Now just tie your shoe as you normally would. Using the heel lock, your foot won't slide forward and it won't rub against the heel. I'll have a video in the show notes for this episode demonstrating how to tie the heel lock. It's much easier to describe visually, and you'll see it's really easy to tie. Now, whenever I can lace up my shoes to run outside, I do. However, as a working class hero, I often work out during my lunch break at a gym near my office. You know, it's more convenient to run inside because I can take a shower before I go back to work. Now, the problem with running on a treadmill is it's a lot easier than running outside. The moving surface ends up doing a lot of the work for you, so if you find yourself running on a treadmill, here are a few tips for replicating a run outside and getting the most out of your treadmill run. So the first tip is to run at a level 1 incline. You know, the added resistance combined with the moving surface will balance out and be more comparable to running outside on flat ground. Second, vary your speed. You know, unlike running outside, running on a treadmill can be pretty boring. It really doesn't offer much in the way of mental stimulation. So to keep it interesting, I like to use the time or distance display to vary my speed. For example, you might run at your regular pace for a minute and then increase it by 2 for 30 seconds, down 1 for 30 seconds, and then back to your original pace. Or any pattern like that that just provides a little mental work and keeps your body from settling in. You can do the same thing with the incline. Raise it to 3 for 30 seconds, down to 2, and then back down to 1. And by combining incline and speed, you have endless possibilities to keep your mind stimulated and your body guessing while you're running on the treadmill. Now, finally, if you're working to increase your endurance or distance, count backwards to stay motivated. For example, if you normally run for 30 minutes and you're working to increase your time to 35 minutes, at the 30-minute mark, tell yourself, "I've only got 4 minutes and change left." It makes it feel closer than saying, "I've only got 5 minutes left." I know it sounds like an odd thing and it's a small thing, but when you're really trying to push through, it can make a big difference and help you reach your goal. Now, another thing that can happen, especially when you're pushing hard or just starting out, are side cramps. The most likely cause of these is a diaphragm spasm. You know, your diaphragm plays an important role in breathing, and just like your other muscles, your diaphragm can fatigue and cramp when put under too much stress. You know, that's why new runners or runners who are increasing their pace or distance tend to get side cramps. Now, there are some good tips for avoiding cramps in the first place, including core workouts like planks, donkey kicks, and crunches. And of course, warming up before your run can help with side cramps too. But if you experience a cramp while you're running, try this nifty tip. When you exhale, blow on your cramp. That's right, blowing a concentrated breath on the side with the cramp will help it go away. It's not instantaneous, but it really does work. While we're talking about breathing and diaphragms, here's another great tip that has really helped me improve my running. It's called rhythmic breathing. The idea is to even out your breath so that you're not favoring one side of your body over the other. It also helps maximize your intake of oxygen. Bud Coates from Runner's World explains that by inhaling in rhythm with your footfalls for a count of three, and then exhaling for a count of two, you evenly distribute breath to both sides when you run. To learn the technique, he recommends that you lay down on your back with your feet flat on the floor. Now, while breathing from your belly, tap your feet as you would while running. Now inhale, right foot, left foot, right foot. Exhale, left foot, right foot. Notice that on your next cycle, you'll start with your left foot and so on. If it helps, he advocates chanting in, two, three, out, two to yourself until you establish the rhythm and it becomes second nature. I'll have a video of Bud demonstrating this technique and a link to more techniques for controlled breathing to improve your running in the show notes. Number seven is pretend you're running downhill. A good friend of mine who did a lot of running when he was younger shared this tip with me, and while I was skeptical at first, it really does work. What he told me was pretend you're running downhill. Now, I know it seems odd, but it really helps, especially during those times when you just need to power through. In fact, there's a lot of research going on at Harvard and elsewhere regarding the mind-body connection and the power, suggestion, and mental focus can have on your physical well-being. I know other runners who do similar things to shift their focus to their breath or repeating mantras like, my legs are strong and full of energy, to keep going and get past difficult points in a run. So next time you're working to conquer that hill, tell yourself you're actually running downhill or focus on your breath. Before you know it, you'll be at the top. So those are seven of my favorite and more unusual tips for getting the most from your runs. If you give one a try or you have other tips you'd like to share, please leave a comment in the show notes for this episode and visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/132 for links to everything we talked about today and more information, including some great resources on running. While you're there, be sure to get your free copy of 22 Cool Running Tips for even more ideas on getting the most from your run. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.